harmful do you think social media is for kids? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, and we just heard Astro with SNS. Now, if lawmakers can come to a quick agreement on an issue, you'd say it's pretty serious, right? Now, French lawmakers have passed a bill that would ban social media use for children under the age of 15. Now, the bill passed the lower house and now heads to the Senate, the final step before becoming law. If approved, France would become the second country after Australia to introduce a nationwide age-based social ban, social media ban, that is, under the plan, which also expands restrictions on mobile phone use in schools. New social media accounts for under 15s would be banned starting with the 2026 school year, which begins in the fall. Platforms would then be required to shut down existing accounts that don't meet the age requirement by the end of the year. Of course, we've long heard of rising mental and physical health concerns posed by social media on youth. However, critics do argue that the ban may be overreaching and platforms should be held accountable instead of banning young users altogether. Another key challenge is enforcement. An age verification system would be required, and work on that is still underway at the European level. For now, France is positioning itself at the forefront of Europe's debate over children, screens, and social media, and that debate is expected to spread to other countries in the near future. I don't think that's a bad idea, by the way. Like, kids are on social media too much. Like, I walk around, you know, even in the States, and I'm a person, I'm only on social media because of my line of work. But when I'm walking, please be aware of your surroundings. People are on their phone, and this is why I'm scared that they're going to walk into a tree, or even worse, have a car drive into them. So please, y'all, stay off social media when you're walking. Anyways, we got a great song for y'all. An oldie, but a goodie. H.O.T. We are the future! Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or our gram at KBS K-Pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we have more music for y'all. First up, Han Ro Ro with Landing in Love, 사랑하게 될 거야. And then Bolsa with Eternal Love, 사랑할 수밖에. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Go to your break rooms right now. Pour yourself a drip coffee, or drop in those tea bags in your hot cup of water, whatever it is you like. It don't matter, because we just want you to enjoy the news that we have brought to you today that we found that you might find interesting. Now, speaking of school-age children, another issue the world is grappling with, other than dopamine addictions, mental health issues, and social media, is their dwindling numbers. I know. We really have to think about policies and how they will impact children, because they are our future, you guys. And we, their numbers, are decreasing. Mm-hmm. Take Korea, for example. In a bit of a wake-up call to Korea's low birth situation, for the first time ever, an elementary school in Seoul will welcome no first graders at all coming this March when the new school year begins. Now, we're not talking about a remote school in some far-off area on some weird island. We're talking about a fully operational elementary school in Seoul's Gangseo district that's surrounded by apartment complexes and other schools as well. Now, education officials say this year, this has never happened before as well in Seoul before. And the particular case has occurred because every child assigned to the school has either moved abroad or enrolled elsewhere. Meanwhile, across the nation, 190 elementary schools have no new students this year. That's a 71% increase from just 4 years ago. Another 209 schools have only one student enrolling. And nationwide, the number of children entering first grade has fallen below 300,000 for the first time on record. Now, in short, empty classrooms are becoming one of the clearest and quietest signs of Korea's demographic shift to becoming a super-aged society. Ooh, kind of sounds a little scary, don't it? Well, we have two songs lined up for you guys right now to let that kind of soak and sing it to your brains and make you realize that's our reality. We have Ahop with The Universe, 파랑 학교 초록 잔디 빨간 운동화. And then we have Ang Mi with Will Last Forever, 그때 그 아이들은? In case you missed it, it's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news. If you missed it from past, the past week, I mean. And we're starting things off with news number one. Probably the biggest news as well. BTS comeback to be live streamed on Netflix. BTS's long-awaited comeback performance will be live-streamed worldwide through Netflix. The one-day event at Kwanghwa Moon Square on March 21st will mark the group's first full member stage performance in nearly 4 years. Their agency, HYBE, earlier stated that the performance would be broadcast via a global OTT platform reaching around 300 million subscribers in 190 countries. Netflix will also release a documentary on the group's return on March 27th, chronicling the making of the group's new album and their journey back as a full group. Let's move on to news number two, which is also big. Golden becomes first Grammy winner associated with K-pop. Golden, a soundtrack from the hit animated film K-pop Demon Hunters, made history by becoming the first Grammy-winning song associated with K-pop. At the 68th Grammy Awards in Los Angeles on February 1st, the track won Best Song Written for Visual Media, with the award officially going to songwriters EJ, Teddy, 24, and Ido. Now, while widely hailed as breakthrough, some critics point out that the win comes outside the Grammy's general field and involves a K-pop-inspired track rather than a traditional idol release. Nonetheless, it is undeniable that the film's global impact is helping to introduce the genre to fresh audiences. Now, let's check out the two songs by the related artist. We got BTS with Spring Day, 봄날, and Huntrix with Golden. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, guys, it is time for news number three. Woods to release new album next month. Woods has unveiled a teaser poster for his first full-length album called Archive One, The album will be released on March 4th with a pre-release track dropping on February 12th. His previous release was a fifth EP, Uli, in April of 2023, which featured seven co-written tracks, including B-side Drowning. Separately, Woods will make his acting debut in the short auto-fiction film Slide, Strum, Mute, set to premiere in theaters on February 26th. And we're moving on to news number four, Onew to release new album in March. Singer Onew will release his new album, Tough Love, on March 9th. The album marks his fifth solo EP and comes 8 months after his second full-length album, Percent, released last July. According to the agency, Tough Love showcases Onew's broad musical spectrum as both an artist and producer. Onew debuted in 2008 as a member of SHINee, one of K-pop's most influential second-generation groups, and has pursued a solo career since releasing his first EP, Voice, back in 2018. With that, let's check out the two solo artists' music. Woods, I'll Never Love Again. Onew with Beat, Drum, 매력. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. Get ready for our last story of the day. It's news number five, and it's about my boys, 2PM, to hold concerts to celebrate their 15th Japanese debut anniversary. 2PM will hold two concerts at Tokyo Dome on May 9th and 10th to celebrate the 15th anniversary of their debut in Japan. Congratulations, guys. Titled The Return. The shows, of course, mark the 15th anniversary in the group's first Tokyo Dome concerts in a decade, following their last performance and appearance at the venue in 2016. 2PM debuted in 2008 and is known for their hit songs such as Heartbeat, Hands Up, and My House. The group made their Japanese debut in 2011 and rose to become one of the most popular K-pop acts in the country. And with that said, that's a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out a song by these men. It's 2PM, My House, 우리 집. All right, that was 우리 집, My House by 2PM. Now, how do you listen to our show? We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Just search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website, Shortwave Radio as well. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and the gram at KBS K-Pop, where you guys can send in your requests and, of course, your answers to our Y2C for a chance to win a prize. Now, if you tune in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on other KBS channels. Of course, a domestic channel, to be exact. Some of KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles, so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars make appearances on Cool FM shows and understand what is actually going on. Currently, there are 25 videos, latest being an IU interview, so go check that out. Now, we got two great songs for you guys. We got IVE with XOXZ and NCT Wish with Color. All right, ladies and gents, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. I have a great song taking us out by Momo Land, White Spring, Haiyan Bom. Our producer is Chaedong Gwan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect.